Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bob Prosen is here. Bob is a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, and the creator of the Outstanding Small Business Accelerator. Advice from Bob.com? What is it, Bob? Is that the new one?
Yes, advicefrombob.com. It's a great place to get checklists of everything you need to do through this COVID.
He's right, folks. I've seen him. I got the checklists in front of me. These are, if you want to know step by step, do this and then do this, then do this, go to advicefrombob.com. You'll get it. It's free. Thank you, Bob, for making that available. Bob, as we move forward, what do you think we should be focusing on? One of the things that I'd like to ask you about is as we move forward is how to think about risk. Isn't it time to start being a little bit less afraid of the disease and a little bit more afraid of longer shutdowns and start blending in the fact that we small businesses manage risk for breakfast. We eat risk for breakfast. We know what it smells like. Isn't it time for us to think of this as another risk that we have to manage? What do you think?
We absolutely do. We're survivors, right? I mean, just think about it. We created these businesses from nothing. So we are survivors. We find ways to succeed. I just drove down to Houston. You know, I left my Petri dish, you know, safe center here at my house and went down there to meet with a restaurateur to help him map out the entire plan to reopen 8 of his restaurants. So people are working on this, and all of us need to work on this. But forever, you know, the risk about if you're not going to make it, if you really think in your heart of hearts you're not going to make it, then I'm telling people don't add more debt to the problem. If you've gone into this with a ton of debt, don't take more.
This is what I worry about. There are and where I'm feeling the most concern, the most empathy for people, Bob, are people who had going businesses, they had employees that they loved and they took care of, maybe for years. And now, even with the assistance from the government, without some kind of certainty about when they're going to be able to open their doors again, without being hauled off to jail, they're thinking, okay, at what point in time do I say I have to cut my losses so I can take care of my family? What do you think, Bob? That's happening right now, isn't it?
Oh, it is. There's no doubt. There are people right in the breach of that right now. And what comes first? It's family, right? At the end of the day, we got to make sure we take care of our family. And you just need to get selfish at some point and say, I've got to survive. And what you do, whatever it takes to survive, you can always come back another day. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Nobody likes it. But don't let it affect your family.
Another thing I want you to help us with a little bit is I've been reminding people that survival is winning. If we survive, we won in 2020. But let's remember that survival isn't elegant. It's not pretty. It's ugly and messy and dirty. And be prepared for that. What do you think?
It's just like a war, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
When you get in there and you fight, it's going to be nasty. But you don't go in there to fight to lose. You go in there to fight to win. And you do whatever it takes, as long as it's legal and ethical, do whatever it takes in order to come out the other side a victor. And that's what people need to have as their mentality right now.
Mm-hmm. Last thoughts. Give us some more of your tips on what we should be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's crazy times, Jim, and I thought about how do you give back to all small businesses. And you know I wrote Kiss Theory Goodbye, and it's been a best-selling book. I'm giving it away for free.
Thank you.
For free. A hard copy.
Thank you.
To the first 100 people. I'm even paying the darn shipping. Okay? Nothing. No cost.
Wow.
Okay? I want to get this in people's hands. Zero cost, Jim.
How do they do it?
Advice from Bob.
Advice from Bob.com.
Go get a copy, please.
Go get a copy, folks. And thank
you. There it is. It's spelled out. What do you need to do to run an efficient and effective business? And if you're not doing those things today, you really are cutting yourself short. And
for sure, go to the website, advicefrombob.com. Bob, the every state is different, isn't it? That's another thing. Some states are going to open up for May 1st. They're going to start releasing businesses. I think other states, I think small businesses themselves are going to start saying, yes, Governor, I know what you're saying, but frankly, I don't think you have the authority to do that. I'm going to open my business. What do you think?
Well, at the end of the day, we have to make the choice, don't we? We're the owners.
Yeah.
We have to decide. I do have clients that I've been keeping in touch with that says, I know in Georgia these hair cutters are beginning to open up, and I've got businesses that are in hair salon businesses, right? Let's take advantage of Georgia. It didn't come across the entire country, but it got
Georgia doesn't need to be treated the same way New York City is treated.
That's exactly right. So you better keep current on all these changing local laws and restrictions and take advantage of everything.
Mm-hmm. And also, what's going to be the most dangerous? Ticking off my governor or losing my business? That's another thing I'm starting to think about. what's she going to do? Find me? I don't think she's going to put me in jail. Or if she does, I can get out pretty soon. I got somebody to bail me out. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work. I know you're working hard to help your clients. Advicefrombob.com, folks. Check the website out. Take advantage of his free book. That's an awesome offer. Bob, take care of yourself, buddy. Come back soon.
All the best.
Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen, you can tell how smart he is. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessing him. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.